In today's Mishnah, from the sixth and final Mishnah from the sixth Perek Masechet Sanhedrin, and we'll begin the seventh Perek. In yesterday's Mishnah, we explained that the person who was given one of the forms of capital punishment, that they were buried in a specific cemetery, and they weren't buried amongst the normal family burial plots. So Mishnah says, once nitakal habasar, once the body is actually decomposed, then melaktin et hatzamot, then they would transfer the bones, the korin otomim korim, and bury that individual now in the family burial plot. Why? Because once the body is decomposed, that's when the individual achieves his kapara, meaning achieves his atonement, and can be transferred to the family burial plot. Vaha korim, and the relatives of the person who was executed, the Mishnah says, ba'im, they would come immediately after the person was executed, v'sholim b'shalom ha'dayin b'shalom ha'edim. They would come and greet the judges and the witnesses of the case. What was the point of that? Klomar, in other words, why would they do that? She'ein b'libeno lechem klom. That we have nothing against you as individuals. Why? She'din emet dantem. Because you executed a true judgment. In other words, you're not the cause of this individual's, of our relative's death. It was his sins that caused it, and you simply carried out the judgment that you meant to do. V'lo mitablin. And the relatives wouldn't actually mourn for this person who has, the normal form mourning wouldn't occur for this person who has died. Why? Because, as we've already explained, the way Kahati explains it, is that the kapara has not yet been achieved until the body is decomposed. So immediately after execution, they wouldn't be able to start the mourning. Interestingly, the Bartanura points out another explanation. He says that's kadeshia bizyonan kapara lahem, in order that the bizayon, the disgrace, if you like, of not being able to mourn for this person, will also affect a kapara, a form of atonement. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, even though they wouldn't take about the normal forms of avelut, of mourning, aval onanim, they could still express a sense of sadness and sorrow. Why she'ein aninut ela balev? Because aninut is something that's not an external concept, in other words, not an outward show of mourning, but rather it's something that's simply internal, and they're allowed to bear that type of pain for the loss of their relative. How do we know that? That's based on, as we were saying yesterday's Mishnah, that even Hashem has a sense of sorrow and pain for a Rasha, so clearly the family is able to do so as well. Now let's start the seventh perek. It says, Arba mito beitin misru lebeitin, that there are four types of capital punishment the beitin were able to execute. These are skila, srefa, hereg, and chenek. According to the Tanakhama, we find that it's stoning, burning, decapitation, and strangulation. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it is srefa, skila, chenek, vehereg. So it seems to be exactly the same list of forms of capital punishment. What's Rabbi Shimon doing? He's simply changing the order, that it's srefa first, then skila, so burning, then the stoning, chenek, then it's strangulation, and then it's hereg. So he switches the first two and the last two around. And what's the point of saying this? Because what the Mishnah is doing is listing not just the forms of capital punishment, but in descending levels of severity. That's important because if someone is liable to two forms of capital punishment, we execute him with the harsher form. So it's important to know the order in terms of which is more chamor than the next, which is more extreme. And the Mishnah said, Zeh mitzvat ha-niskalin. What we've just been learning over the last few days throughout the sixth perek has been the mitzvah of skila, meaning giving the punishment as we translate as being stoning. What we'll learn in the coming Mishnah tomorrow, we'll start with the mitzvat ha-nisrafim. This is what does it mean when an individual gets a punishment of being burnt? And those are the Mishnah today.